Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while, but been on quarantine, well not quarantine, but been staying at home with this coronavirus pandemic that we have going on. It's hitting hard across the world, across every state, every city, every parish right now. And this morning, I just want to say a few words of encouragement about this, because I know everyone is scared right now, stressed out, getting depressed because of this virus. And I just hope whatever I say this morning can help someone to just keep your eyes on God and keeping your faith in God. I mean, I'm still excited by doing this podcast and thing, letting go and let God take control my exit movement. And like I said, I know it's been a while, but I'm still here. I'm still here and I'm still going to do podcasts as long as God tells me to. So this morning, I just want to say a few words of encouragement. And my subject is just going to be keeping your faith. Keeping faith in God right now, because God is in control and He's the only one that can bring us out. So I've been looking at the news every day, looking at everything that's been going on with this coronavirus, how many people are losing their lives behind it, how many people are sick and, you know, businesses are closed down. I work at the casino and I haven't worked since March 16th. So I'm one of those people pushing to see how am I going to get my rent paid and my utilities and where food is coming from. But I'm not worried because I have faith in God, because I know He hasn't brought me this far to leave me. So on that note, you know, as I said, I'd be looking at the news, seeing the updates of what's going on. And I know everybody is just stressed out right now. People don't know what to do, because we've never been through anything like this. And this is what brings me to what I want to say about that, because, you know, we are a people and we are a country that feels like, okay, why is this happening to us? We are America. This shouldn't happen to us. This is something that you hear in other countries and third worlds, you know, about pandemics and stuff like that. But you don't hear about that in America. And I think that's the biggest problem right now, that we have to accept that we are not exempt from anything. And that's the problem, because we feel that because we are America, or we are this type of person and we have this status quo, that we shouldn't be going through something like this. But I am here to tell you right now that as long as you're on this earth and God is in control, you're going to go through something. Yes, you are. Because we are not exempt. Because in God's eyes, we are filthy rags. So if we are filthy rags in God's eyes, that means that we are no more than anybody else. So that means we're going to go through whatever when God says so. Because God does not love us no more than He loved the birds and the trees and the worms in the ground. So that's the first thing that we need to realize, that we are not exempt from anything. Because Jesus said, for His name's sake, that we are going to suffer and go through things for His name's sake. He said that. But He also said that He was going to leave a comforter with us. And He has. We have that comforter with us every day. We need to learn to call on it and have faith and believe in it. The Holy Ghost is with us all the time. God is with us all the time. And we need to trust and have faith in Him. That's the most important thing that we need to have to get through this. Yes, we are depressed. Yes, we're stressed out. We cry out. I know sometimes when this first happened, I cried out, Lord, help us. I've cried praying that Lord heal this land. I did it. And we are supposed to. We are supposed to be scared. We are supposed to be stressed out. We're supposed to have feelings, because God gave us those feelings to have. That's our human side. We're going to have those emotions. But he also gave us the Holy Ghost, that spiritual side, to have faith and know that he is with us, that he is going to get us through. That part that we need to start embracing more than the fear. I get up every day thanking God that I'm here. And that's what we need to do. We need to focus on he let us make it through another day. Because there's so many people sitting up there on ventilators in the hospital, struggling, trying to live with this virus. And thank God he woke me up another day to be able to speak to you right now and say what I need to say. I got a roof over my head still. I still got a little food in my refrigerator. Even those that don't, but he still woke you up this morning to face another day. That we have to start embracing the little things as we go through this. We also need to realize that our lives is not going to go back to normal after this. When God brings us out of this pandemic, we are not going to be going back doing and living the same way we was. We shouldn't be. And you shouldn't want to be. Because we're not. Because it's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be able to get back on their feet. A lot of businesses are not going to open back up. It's not going to happen. Because it's already written. It's not going to happen. And that's the reality that we need to face right now. That our lives are changing. And we got to learn to adapt to change. And we got to learn to realize and have faith when that change comes. See, that's our problem. We got to know the reality of it, that some of us may not make it out of this pandemic. Some of us may lose our lives. Some of our loved ones may lose us. Some of our friends, co-workers, whatnot. We have to face that reality and know that we are not exempt from nothing. But we also got to have faith and know God is with us all the way through it. Our lives are not going to be the same. When they do find a vaccine for this, and this does get cured, and God takes this away, we're not going to be the same people we were. Our lives are not going to be the same. We're not going to be able to make the same money we was making and working the jobs that we were working. It's not going to be that. And we need to face that reality. And we got to live our lives according. God is angry. He is. Because we've been running rampant around here, doing whatever we want to do and not being obedient. And we're not being obedient now. We don't want to listen to what the governors and the officials say by staying at home. We still want to go out and hang with our friends, be in gatherings like it's nothing. But this is serious. People are losing their lives. And the part that you need to understand, we do not have a vaccine. We don't have no vaccine or no treatment for this just to go all the way. Because if we did, it wouldn't be all across the whole world right now. We need to wake up and realize the reality of this. We can have all the conspiracy theories as we want. This was thought about this, this was thought about that. But the actuality is that God is in control. He started it, he allowed it to happen, and he's the only one that can stop it and finish it. And we got to have faith in him and trust in him to realize that. We can't do it ourselves. We got to start loving one another, embracing one another. You know, this has been going on for so long. God's been looking at this world right now of how we've been running rampant, doing the things that we shouldn't be doing. So now he's teaching us a lesson. And all this was prophesied. Because if you read your Bible, you read the Word, you can see all this was prophesied. Scripture says, 2 Corinthians, he said in his scripture, So that's all I want to say this morning. Just some encouraging words that we got to just have faith, people. God is in control of this. Yes, we're going to go through. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better. That's what you have to believe in. It is going to get better. And when it gets better, nothing is going to be the same. And that's the expectation that we need to realize, that our lives are changing. And we have to adapt to change and know that once we come out of this, things are not going to go back the way it was, because it doesn't supposed to be. And it shouldn't be, and we should not want it to be. We should want to be better and do better after this. Be better service to God. Be better people to ourselves, to our children, our family, to our community, to everything. We should want to be better. And we should realize that we're not exempt from anything. As long as we're on this earth and we're living and breathing, we're not exempt. We're no better than anybody. We're not better than no other country. We're not better than anybody. You may be rich, but we still not better. You're not better than the poor. The poor not even better than the poor. This virus has no name on it. It don't care who your status quo is, what kind of car you drive, what kind of job you got, how much money you make. This virus hit who it hits. Young, old, it hits. You had a baby just die of the virus. So that tells you, you're not exempt. And once we realize that we are not exempt from anything, and that we're not above anything, that God sees us all the same, and He loves us all the same, we can get through this. But we have to face that reality. We have to. And Christians, if you are a child of God, you know what I'm saying is true. Yes, we're going to be upset. Yes, we're going to be emotional. We're supposed to be, because we are created to have that. That's our human side. That's that flesh. But we also got that comfort with us, that Jesus left with us, the Holy Ghost, that comfort with us at all times, that we lean on and let Him take that burden away and have faith. And we know that everything going to be all right. Like I said, I woke up this morning. I'm happy. I haven't worked since March 16th. My son laid off as well. My father, my baby boy, the only one that's going to work because he's an essential worker. But his hours been cut. But like I told him the other day, we're going to be all right. God got us, because I have faith. Now, if this would have happened to me a couple years ago, I've been stressed out like a mug, ready to try to end my life, because I was in that depression stage. My mental state wasn't nothing. But I am back anchored in God. God has closed that hold in my soul, so I have nothing but faith, and I know we're going to be all right. He's going to make a way. He's going to make a way for all of us. And it might not be what we want, but it's going to be enough to get us by. And that's the most important thing. God is an on-time God. He's always on time. You just got to have faith and trust and believe in Him during this time. And not only because this is going on, and after this is over with, you still need to have that faith and trust in Him and be that servant that He wants you to be. Because like I said, we're not going to be the same after this is over with. Things are not going to be back the same. The economy is not going to be back the same. Businesses are not going to open back up like they was before. A lot of them not going to open back up. A lot of us not going to be working the same jobs that we was before this came. Our income is not going to be the same. A lot of us not going to make it through this. That's the reality that we need to face. And once we face that reality, we can build up that faith and that relationship with God to know, I know you got me. So I hope what I say this morning, these encouraging words, can help somebody. That we all just need to have faith in God, and we just need to understand the reality of this is going on. That we're not exempt from nothing. As long as we are God's children, we're on this earth, we're not exempt. Because Jesus died for us, and God loves the whole world. He don't love half the world, but some of it. He loves the whole world. He loves all of us the same. And that's what he wants us to do, to love one another the same. And it shouldn't have to come to a pandemic for us to start realizing that. But sometimes, that's what you have to do. If you're a parent like I am, sometimes you can preach to your children and tell them about this and that. But sometimes you got to let them hit rock bottom, let them bump their head before they realize what you're saying. And that's what God is doing. He's been preaching and telling us and giving us and forgiving us and doing all this stuff for us. And we're still doing the same thing. So now he's getting our attention. He's letting us see. This is what is going on. The woes of our ways right now. Until we get it. Until we cry out to him and ask him for forgiveness and let him say he is God. He'll remove all this. But see, some of us are still not being obedient through this. And the longer that we're not being obedient, the longer we're going to go through this. That's something that you need to think about. So this is a time right now that you need to look at that man in the mirror. As I always say in my other podcasts, I've said that man in the mirror. You need to look at yourself and make a change. You need to get that relationship with God right now. Get on your knees and pray. And if you don't believe in him, you better start believing. Because, yes, God allows Satan to do as much as he wants him to do. Satan just ain't running rapid on here on his own. God allows him to do stuff. And God allows things to happen. He does. He allowed us to fall down, and then he'll pick us right back up. Because sometimes, like he said, he has to chastise his children. Just like we are parents and we have to chastise our kids. Well, that's what he's doing right now. And we need to realize that. We need to realize that we're not exempt from anything. We need to have the reality of what's going to happen when this is over with, if this ever gets over. We need to face that reality. But during that, we need to have faith in God and know that he's going to bring us through no matter what. And yes, it's hard. I know some of y'all be saying, well, you can say that words. You can say that all the time. You can say that. Yes, I can say that. And it's not easy having faith. It is a test every day. I'm not going to sit here and say this is easy because it's not. Because we are human. We got that flesh. We fall down every day. But the thing about it, we can pray to the Lord and ask for forgiveness to bring us right back up. Because he gives us renewed mercies every day. He does. And without his grace and mercy, we all wouldn't be here. So yes, it's not easy having faith. It's not easy staying on the straight and narrow. But you got to be willing to be that soldier and to fight for God. We are in the limelight every day. And when we in that limelight, we ought to let Jesus and God and his light shine through us no matter where we at. We should. No matter where we at or what we doing, we need to let that light shine and let people know he is in the presence. He is in me. That's what we have to do. We got to come together. You know, I used to talk about in my other broadcast, you know, I talked about that we need to get out that church. Sometimes we got to get outside those walls and get out there in those streets because we are commissioned to go out there and bring people to Christ. Now, the Lord has fixed it, that those church doors are closed. And we are the body of Christ. And we got to be out here in these streets now. Trust and believe and trying to bring people to Him now. Think about that. The church is just a building. But we are the church. All of us that believe in Him. So we need to be out here doing our part right now. This is the time. This is the time. So again, I hope everyone have a happy Sunday. I hope whatever I said on this podcast can help somebody, encourage somebody. I just want y'all to keep the faith right now. Don't lose sight. God is in control of all of this. And we may not understand what's going on, but believe me, He is in control. And if you pray to Him and stay on your knees long enough to listen to what He tells you, you will get your answer and you will understand. Just ask for wisdom. He'll give it to you. He will. That's all we got to do. He will. And just remember that we are not exempt from anything. We're not better than anybody. Because we all fit the rags in God's eyes. But He loves us all the same. Because He gave His only begotten Son. So I hope again everyone have a happy Sunday. And keep faith in God. Just keep your faith right now. Because He is in control. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.